Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. It has been some interesting weather. Yeah, kind of goes with the climate gate that I've been hearing lots about, where the scientists' emails back and forth that were the ones that wrote all the supporting reports for Al Gore's global warming, how they went and manipulated all the numbers, and how we are actually in global cooling, but they had to be able to spin it to prove global warming. Well, if you take a look at the weather outside, it's freezing. What? Uh-huh. And we had record snows last year. So if you believe in the global warming, well, it's only part of the story. The rest of the story is that before any cooling cycle in our Earth, there's always a warming cycle. Well, the warming cycle's over, ladies and gentlemen, and we're looking at some cool weather that's going to be freezing. Yes, indeedy. I want to remind everyone that Elemental Research Incorporated is the sponsor for our show. They're absolutely phenomenal. They have those extra minerals that are bioavailable and affordable. They remember that the minerals are the basis for all of the functions in the body. You can have part of the equation with your vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, but if you don't have your minerals, well, the construction can't take place. It's like trying to build a house without boards and nails. So check out Elemental Research Incorporated at www.elementalresearchinc.com. And we're setting up a more comprehensive online store. In the next couple of months, you will see the online store at drannette.com. That's drannette.com, where you can buy not just the healthcare packages, but also the individual minerals. And we're working on coming out with some really cool new products. So you want to stay tuned. Alrighty, well, we've been hearing all about this Healthcare Reform Act. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, oh, well, the only thing that I see that is good about this Healthcare Reform Act is that it will be inaccessible to illegal aliens. Well, later in the program, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how misinformed the public is about that particular issue. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not one of those people that believes in socialism. If you take a look at socialism, in theory, it sounds ideal. It sounds great. But over and over in history, it has been proven that it does not work in practice. Corporate greed, human greed, and power-hungry people always mess that up. There is no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, as utopia. It does not exist. And you cannot rely on a government to mandate what's good for you. Because ultimately, their ulterior motive is to get the money. Forget about what's good for you. They want the money. Well, as an American, I've been watching this Mandatory Health Insurance Reform Act. And I beg the question, okay, we have Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And those systems, if they were repaired, if we spent even one-third of the money that it would take to build this new reform, we could fix what we already have. But no, this is another way to gain socialistic control of the people. And I think it's power to the people, not power to the government. Well, I watch it and I refuse. I've been hearing about the tea parties that are going to be coming up. So start watching Natural News, HealthFreedomUSA.org. And says thevitaminlawyer.com. Start watching those sites because they're going to start talking about those tea parties, because we can revolt because it's not law yet, because the 9 Superior Court judges are the ones that are going to tell us whether it's constitutional or not. And during this show, I hope to be able to get to that point where I can talk to you about how it is unconstitutional and un-American. Well, even if that health care reform bill that Obama is trying to push down our throats becomes law, mandating all Americans to buy health insurance policies for a failed sick care system. We already know that the quote-unquote health care system doesn't work, and it promotes illness and masking symptoms. It doesn't work. Well, this failed system of sick care, they want you to get insurance to pay for it. I think that we all should refuse to comply. Where has our choice, our freedom and liberty, our choice, where has it gone? I think it's failing quickly, and I think it's looking at a demise if we don't do something about it. Well, I've read the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights, and in that document, I don't see anywhere that says that the federal government has the power to enforce laws that force the consumer, you and I, to buy for-profit insurance products from private companies. I would like to know if you can find something like that. I dare say you will not. Now, the basis of the health care reform bill, at its very core, is unconstitutional. If it's allowed to stand, it sets a dangerous precedent for us here in the United States. This precedent would be to allow the government to require us to purchase other products and services from whatever industry it chooses to support. What do you think would come next from that? Would it be able, the government be able to pass a law that forces us to take all the vaccines, buy pharmaceuticals at thousands of dollars a year? Will it force us to purchase, let's see, United States-made automobiles in order to boost the automotive industry? We have to have economic freedom of choice. Well, if it becomes centrally planned by our government, we will be living in a place like communist China. That's my opinion. I don't know about you, but that's not appealing at all. Because then they could mandate what you could wear, what you can eat. And with this health care reform, I dare say that this is a push to be able to slide or cram Codex Alimentarius down our throat, where we'll no longer be able to buy, say, angstrom minerals from Elemental Research or pharmaceutically graded nutrients like vitamins and things from companies that are fantastic like Metagenics or Jarrow Industries. And if we are able to buy them, they will be in such minute doses that they will be ineffective. They want to irradiate all of the food. Well, this is all a money grab. And as a business owner, it scares the bejesus out of me. Because it's going to say, well, if you don't participate, and this goes for the individual as well as the businesses, that if you refuse to comply, if you do not participate, they will tax you and fine you and even throw you in jail. That doesn't sound like a republic to me. Doesn't sound like America to me either. Well, there's some serious questions that the constitutional scholars will be debating in the months ahead. The U.S. government has long since abandoned the United States Constitution and has no intention of abiding by it. There's a website that's going to be up on drannette.com called 10th Amendment Center that has just the proof you need. It carries a really relevant article on there that's called Healthcare Nullification and Interposition. And it paraphrases James Madison by saying, quote, state governments not only have the right to resist unconstitutional federal acts, but that in order to protect liberty, they are duty-bound to interpose or stand between the federal government and the people of the state. So what's going on? Our right to choice is being taken away, stolen right under our noses. And it's sad because in the inner cities, we have these very, very poor people, and their generations of social welfare recipients. And this is not to demean these people because, you know, they don't know any better. But they are brainwashed into thinking that this money miraculously appears out of nowhere, that the government has unlimited money, but they keep forgetting and they don't know most of the time that the money that pays for their food stamps and welfare checks come from individuals such as you and I who work. That's right. Well, there's some very serious legal problems with the government-mandated private health insurance. The Health Care Reform Act is going to strip away my right to choose and yours and what type of medicine we want. They couldn't convince us about the pandemic, so they're going to mandate that we take vaccines that, well, according to some of the conspiracy theorists that look at the Bilderberg group, say that that it contains, I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that it contains chemicals to sterilize the population and do a soft kill of the majority of the population because there's too many of us and not enough of them. Well, usually that's kind of like a mobster point of view, don't you think? Well, anyway, it looks like we're coming up on the break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Healthcare Reform Act. You'll want to stay tuned. There's more interesting information. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a one-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. You know, before the break, we were talking about the Health Care Reform Act, and we're going to continue with that in just a minute. But remember, you have still the right to go out and get those supplements. And Elemental Research has those wonderful angstrom minerals that are the building blocks that are necessary for optimal health. They're not the panacea, the end-all be-all, but they are a necessary part of a healthy regimen. I take them every day myself. Also, getting into physical activity has been proven to prevent premature aging, reverse aging, help improve health conditions, and reverse them as well. So get out there and get moving. And, you know, I'm doing the P90X. I'm on Classic now. And I've lost quite a few inches total body. And it's absolutely phenomenal. But if you can't do that kind of a physical activity, then you may want to consider going to dance. And there's a dance down at the Dance Me Cassini Studios at 4409 West River Bend in Post Falls, Idaho, at the Factory Outlets on Saturday night with Chuck Boris. And he's absolutely phenomenal. I've gone down there and danced to his music and actually sang a while back while he played. It was a lot of fun. And I'm going to try to be down there Saturday night if you want to come down and visit us. That's 4409 West Riverbend Avenue. Those of you who like Latin dancing, well, over at the Slab, I don't promote drinking high levels of alcohol. However, if you would like to go do some Latin dancing on Sunday nights, they are featuring the Cassini Dancers and Latin dance down there every Sunday night. So you might want to go check that out. Okay, so we're going to go back to the Health Care Reform Act. Well, you know, if they're going to do something to reform things, well, why don't they do something like create naturopathic coverage? Go see a naturopath for your nutritional needs. Chiropractic for your bones and things. Osteopathic and all those kinds of things. There's no credibility in the drug and surgery approach to health care. That is like critical trauma care, not the end-all be-all care. The pharmaceutical industry is riddled with scientific fraud, quackery, corruption, and criminal behavior. And you've seen it documented on so many different places, including on DrAnnette.com. There's a lot of that stuff that we've released out there. Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, Dr. Mercola. Yeah, all these different places. And we're showing you in black and white the paperwork, the proof that's in the pudding that these behaviors are going on. Well, you know, so the drug companies want your money. The drugs are approved by corrupt, dishonest regulatory agencies like the FDA. Well, the FDA says, okay, well, this drug is safe. And we, the American people, wanting to trust our government, say, oh, it's safe. And then it's killing our youth or giving them autism, attention deficit disorder, dystonia, Guillain-Barré syndrome, all kinds of horrible neurological disorders because of the drugs. And then they're saying, oh, well, you can't sue us because we're the government. What? Wait a minute. There's something wrong with that picture. Science has been abandoned in the quest to push more drugs onto the people, and that's us. Why should I, as a free American, be forced to pay money into a system I know that's based largely on fraud? I would prefer a holistic care where doctors respect the health and healing ability of the human body. Why don't we work with the patient instead of salting the body with chemicals and surgeries? But the president's health care reform bills gives us no such choice. And you know what's even worse? They don't have to participate. The president and his family, the senators and representatives that are the government that are supposed to represent us, which do not, they don't have to participate. It's right there in the bill. And you'll see the health care reform bill. I found it by the Ways and Means Committee. It's up on Dr. Annette when it's posted with the archive of this show. And also the reform bill that Dr. Ron Paul wrote. It's also up there for you to read. So make sure you read it. And one of the things, it's really horrible. One of the things that it says at the beginning of these healthcare reform is, let me scroll up to the top because it's 1,018 pages long. Let's see here. It says, where is it? It is for health care and other purposes. See if I can find that quote for you really quick. If not, I'll continue on. Where did it go? Well, I don't see that immediately. It's unfortunate because I was going to print it out, but when I saw it was 1,018 pages long, that's 2+ reams of paper and I don't know how much toner. So, you know, I'm going to have to go through there and highlight and write the pages down because I've been looking for it, but I found it this morning before the show. So anyway, let's see. It says that the Health Care Reform Act is to reduce costs and all that good rot and for other purposes. Unfortunately, I didn't find what all the other purposes were for. That's a true story. So, well, if we don't have the right to choose and they're shoving this down our throat, what are we supposed to do? Fight. Fight. Bring out the American spirit. We fought for our freedoms before. We should do it again. How is it that I'm being forced or to put my money into a system of medicine that I don't trust or respect? Geez, they said, oh, here, pay Social Security, pay Social Security, pay Social Security. And then here comes the socialists. They rob all of the money out of the Social Security funds, and they tell us, oh, well, sorry, the money's going to be gone, and by the time most of you are ready to retire, your money's gone because we spent it on our Lear jets and $500 toilet seats. So what's going to happen with this nationalized health care? Same thing. And if you go to any country that has nationalized health care, they will tell you it does not work. Canada will tell you it does not work. England, Ireland, because you know what happens? They put you on a list. And if you have any question as to your longevity, say you're in your 60s, you have a healthcare condition, well, they'll say, okay, well, this person's dying anyway. So, you know, we're going to put them at the back of the list. What do you think of that? Yeah, so... you know, if you want to get any kind of premium health care, you have to go out and on top of the national health care that you have to pay money for every year, you have to go buy your own private insurance as well. Yeah, that's right. No joke. It's offensive that the government would threaten any of us with financial penalties if we refuse to pay money into such a racket. It's like being forced to pay protection fees to the mob. Huh. Our government has now become the enforcement branch of the big pharma crime ring, including the IRS, because they're using their powers to intimidate people into handing over their money to a gang of dishonest corporations that have found a whole new way to take Americans for a ride. Well, essentially, we're being held at gunpoint. We're being mugged on the streets of our own government. And they're demanding not only our money, to the tune of over $15,000 a year for a typical family, but also our lives, because conventional health care may very well cost you your life, as we all know. They're breaking us down one family at a time. The whole thing is pure highway robbery, sanctioned by the government. This Congress that we've got going on, and the senators who passed this law, themselves guilty of robbing the American big people, so they can redirect money into the pockets of some of the wealthiest corporations in the world. The drug companies, the chemical companies. And is anyone bothering to answer the simple question that if tens of millions of Americans can't afford health insurance now, how are they supposed to afford to pay the fine for not buying any? What? They're, you know, come on. forcing people to buy something they already can't afford is an idiotic idea, in my opinion. It's like passing a law that tries to solve the homeless problem by making it against the law not to buy a house. The reason they're homeless is because they can't afford a house in the first place. Come on. Wow. The reason people don't have health insurance right now is because they can't afford to buy it, or they choose not to. Myself, I don't have health insurance. If I need to go to see my MD, whom I love, by the way, I pay my cash. I say, okay, and it costs me less than it would if I had health insurance. Interestingly enough, twice a year I go in for a checkup, make sure that there's nothing going wrong and I'm doing okay. That's $400. You're looking at a minimum of $400 a month for health insurance, and that's all I'm paying a year to go see my doctor. Huh. Well, so this whole thing is ludicrous, and it is unconstitutional. It's against the law. I think we all should fight and tell them no way, no how, and go to those tea parties and not let them do it to us. We should not let them do this to us. We have the power. The government should be afraid of its people. This government is not. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have comments or you want to hear any subjects, please feel free to go to drannette.com. That's www.drannette.com. Write me an email or send me a message. Until then, have a happy and healthy weekend. Talk to you next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research. Searches Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.